What's up, QAA listeners?
The fun and games have begun.
I found a way to connect to the internet. I'm sorry, boy.
Welcome, listener, to Premium Chapter 131 of the QAnon Anonymous Podcast, the Time Cube episode. As always, we are your hosts, Jake Rokitansky,
Julian Field,
and Travis View.
QAnon isn't the first, nor will it be the last conspiracy theory of everything. In 1997, a man named Gene Ray launched a website he called Time Cube, laying out his jumbled and ambitious vision. The result? Dozens of listeners writing in to make sure we podcast about their precious cube. Now, usually when we do something like this, Jake has long called dibs. But this time, a new challenger appeared, Travis View, who eagerly asked to be the Time Cube guy.
Time Cube.
This may be hard to believe, but as the internet started to mature about two decades ago, it was fairly difficult to find the deranged thoughts of cranks. The 90s and early 2000s were the days before social media as we know it today. The most popular early forums, such as news groups and bulletin board services, were tightly moderated. So if someone started posting some incoherent nonsense, they were often greeted with a banhammer.
He misses those days so bad. It's almost like a cowboy looking back on the West and being like, the West is gone now.
Yeah, it used to be. You know, some 19-year-old nerd would just ban you because they found you irritating and no one would cry, censorship, or anything like that. They moved on with their life.
Yeah.
Back then, if you wanted to publish your unfiltered thoughts online about forbidden science or whatever, you needed to construct your own website, which required a small amount of technical knowledge and personal stability. That was enough to prevent most cranks from publishing their brain-scrambling ideas, but that barrier wasn't enough to stop a man named Otis Eugene Ray, the inventor of the Time Cube principle. Gene Ray, as he was better known online, was an elderly former electrician from Georgia who claimed he had been working on this theory for decades. Now, Time Cube was a baffling theory of everything that gained notoriety right before the Web 2.0 era. At one point, it was synonymous with incomprehensible rambling and conspiracy theorizing, much in the same way that QAnon is today. And it all started with a single text-heavy website. Sometime in 1997, Gene Ray published the first iteration of TimeCube.com. What that very first webpage looked like may be lost to history forever. However, the earliest version of the site was preserved by the Web Archive, and it dates back to June of 1998. By the way, this entire episode and much of internet history is only possible thanks to the Web Archive. I think I might donate to that site after this because it really is a miracle of an organization. The header for TimeCube.com back in 98 states in all caps in blue text, "Nature's harmonic simultaneous four-day time cube." Next to these words is an animated GIF of a spinning cube labeled "day." That GIF also included four arrows to indicate the direction of the spin. Below that were these words in red letters.
Earth has four simultaneous days with only one rotation. Losing 3 days in each Earth rotation has retarded your mentality to stupid and an education of evil. You do not have the mind or education to envision nature's time cube.
Pretty aggressive. Immediately.
It is. The entire site was like a combination of advocating the theory, which is not comprehensible. I don't even understand it, even after studying it for many days. But it also, combined with that, was that constantly insulting the reader for their inability to understand. Now, the words below that didn't really clear anything up.
It's in all caps, and it reads,
"Three equator, four corner earth, time rotates 96 hours as a simultaneous 4 day cube. You were taught that the earth has only one equator, as if the earth was flat. You were taught ignorance. Creation has two sex poles and four corner races of humans. God is cornered as a queer. Gene Ray, cubic."
Below that, there's even more text that goes on to really explain nothing.
"If earth stood still, it would have a midday, midnight, sun up, and sundown as four corners. Each rotation of Earth has four middays, four midnights, four sunups, and four sundowns. The 16 space times demonstrates cube proof of four full days simultaneously on Earth within one rotation. The academia created 1 day Greenwich time is bastardly queer and dooms future youth and nature to a hell. Ignorance of four-day harmonic cubic nature indicts humans as unfit to live on Earth. Jean Rey, Cubic.
Below that, Jean Rey issues a challenge to anyone who disputes the time cube.
I will give $1,000 to any person who can disprove 4 days in each Earth rotation. It's a pity that religious and academic word is a crime against nature and enslaves children. Until word is cornered, all math is fiction.
At the bottom of the page, Jean Rey seems to explain why he believes that Greenwich Mean Time doesn't exist.
Greenwich time is a lie. Your midday is someone else's midnight, someone else's sundown, and even someone else's sun up. Do you know that time is a simultaneous four-corner square that rotates to a four-day time cube within 1 to 24-hour rotation of Earth? You are educated, stupid, and unable to know nature's four-day time cube.
You can't get through a single sentence without calling someone the R word or stupid or queer. It's incredible.
Yeah, this was accompanied by a bunch of diagrams, but again, that really failed to clear anything up, at least for me. Below that, there are three hyperlinks, one of which leads to a separate website called AboveGod.com, which Jean Rey had also created. AboveGod.com said this.
Christianity is poison forced upon children. Nature's harmonic time cube creation reigns supreme. Welcome to the site where time cube is above God. God is ignorance. Educators are stupid. In one rotation of Earth, there are 24 hours of midnight, 24 hours of midday, 24 hours of sunup, 24 hours of sundown. Human God can see only one quarter of each.
What's kind of fascinating about this is that he both hates religion, it seems, and science. Like, he...
Yeah, right?
Fuck, this is literally, it says, God is ignorance, educators are stupid. And that's very uncommon to punch in both directions at once, because who are you left with?
You're left with Jean Rey, the wisest man on Earth.
That's cool. You're left with a time cube.
God on the left, educators on the right, stuck in the middle with Jean.
Timecube.com featured a public visitor counter, which was typical of early websites. The earliest iteration of the site shows only 222 hits a year after the site was created, so at first it was getting less than a single visitor a year. However, in 1999, the site was starting to be discovered, and it boasted of over 60,000 hits in the first 10 months of that year. By March of 2000, the website had over 290,000 visits. Possibly in response to the site's growing popularity, Jean Rey began adding more content to the page during these years, such as this.
Your own people will kill you to prevent this forbidden truth cube from ever being known. Socrates was killed to hide truth from public. One corner God is a fraud. Are you afraid to know? All educated are stupid from brainwashing and indoctrination. Pedants cannot comprehend that there are four simultaneous years within a single rotation of Earth about the sun. Each season has its own separate year. Life is a crapshoot with a femininity cube and a masculinity cube.
Mostly, whenever he added updates, he just took all the content he already had and just added a new, like, center-aligned section to it. So the page just grew bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger over the years. In 2000, he also added a new page to the site called Are You Jewish?
No! It's, oh, no!
But
why?
It seems...
Well, now that I've cleared up that stuff, are you a fucking Jew? Let's get to the bottom of this.
So apparently he was, it seems like he was responding to a frequently asked question.
Yeah. It's not like a test you have to pass to read his page.
No.
If you're Jewish, so, I don't want you looking at this holy cube concept. It might make you too powerful since it matches directly, I believe, with your Star of David.
No. It sounds like, for some reason, it wasn't called Am I Jewish? But no, it sounds like he's trying to answer the question. He answered it this way.
I am not Jewish. Neither was my mother or father. Anyone saying that Jesus and his Jewish father had something to do with my birth is a damn evil liar. I am of nature's harmonic time cube, in which both word and God are outlawed. No plant nor animal speaks word, a fraud by evil adults.
Rey shot back at accusations that he was stupid or crazy by declaring himself both the greatest thinker and the wisest human.
Nice.
He stated this on the website.
I am a cubic thinker and far wiser than any god. any scientist, and any educator who preaches the evil singularity of a single first corner.
To drive this point home, he created the sites thegreatestthinker.com and thewisesthuman.com.
Folks, get your hands on imright.com and guess what?
At one point, he complained that he wasn't being permitted to express his views at educational institutions.
I am not allowed to lecture at the word animal academic institutions, for they fear my wisdom will expose and indict the pen and hirelings as betrayers of dumbass students. The dungheads who allow their freedom of speech to be suppressed without a whimper. Unbelievable. Word animals will feel the wrath of cubic curse.
God, he is a poet, though. I have to give it to him. It's incredible. Word animals will feel the wrath of cubic curse. Very beautiful.
Right. That is a unique use of language. I'll give
it
him that.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Because of his outsized online personality and unique content, he actually did start to get attention from the media and academia. Sometime in 1999 or 2000, Gene Ray was interviewed several times by a man named Michael William LeBron, who is better known by his pseudonym Lionel.
What?
These interviews...
Lionel?
That Lionel, that's right.
Oh, mm-hmm. Fuck.
Yeah, he was a big radio guy at one point.
Oh, he became a Q guy.
He did become a Q guy, yep. So these interviews were broadcast through a short-lived radio internet site called eYada, and no surviving copies are known to exist today. However, Lionel played a big part in helping spread the word of Time Cube beyond the early message boards. And of course, like you mentioned, Lionel would go on to become not just a QAnon promoter, but he would go on to become a QAnon promoter who caused some controversy when he went to the White House and was photographed with Trump in the Oval Office. Lionel also, in the mid-2000s, interviewed again, and it was pretty clear that Lionel thought that Gene Ray was a joke and even encouraged his audience to screw with him. It was kind of messed up. He was treating him like a clown. In 2001, Gene Ray was interviewed by a San Francisco man named Bruno Connolly. A recording of that interview survived, and it is the earliest available recording of Gene Ray.
Hello, can I speak to Gene Ray, please?
Hey, Gene Ray.
Hey, Gene. My name's Bruno. I'm calling from San Francisco, California, and I'm doing a little studying on the Time Cube, and I was wondering if you might have a few minutes to chat with me about it?
Surely.
So maybe if you could just explain the basics of the Time Cube theory itself?
Well, primarily, we have been miseducated into teaching the biblical one first day and the academic Greenwich one-day Earth rotation. There are actually four simultaneous 24-hour days in one rotation of Earth, where we measure time from one point on Earth. Actually, four points exist. One at midday, one at sundown, one at midnight, and one at sunup. And at the four corners rotate the 24 hours each for 96 hours. And that's all that is. Some of them trying to think that infinitive time, but there's not. It's only four, and you can only exist in one corner at the time during the four-corner rotation, but three other people can exist in the others.
And hence your theory on debunking Greenwich Mean Time, the fact that there is no concept of a single day because we always have these four days.
That's right. You are one of four, just like your body has a front, back, and two sides, but you only walk in one direction. A human is really a quarter.
Bruno Connolly seems to be a very compassionate and open-minded interviewer, and he seems to make an earnest effort to take Gene Ray seriously. Ray claims that he had been working on his theory for 20 years, and at one point he seems to say that he created the Time Cube site after getting repeatedly banned from message boards.
To the best of your knowledge, are you the first person to have discovered the Time Cube?
Yes, I can't find anything anywhere. They threw me, I used to get on some of the internet scientific and philosophy boards, and they threw me off because I wouldn't compromise with them. And so that's the reason I started the Time Cube.
By the end of the interview, Ray talks about his belief that our fathers are fish because our DNA originated in sperm.
So, hey, let me ask another question. Did you know your father was a fish?
My father was a fish. No, please explain.
Well, it's a little micro sperm fish. I mean, the sperm, it swims upstream just like the salmon do. It fertilizes the female egg laid in the water.
Interesting.
It is. And so it's so fascinating, the stuff that you can come up with in this thing. But see, what religion does primarily, it is a cessation of the inquiry for higher a being, a higher life. In other words, you know, they won't let people go about that. And so, but hey, I appreciate you calling. Anything you can do.
I appreciate the chat, and perhaps we'll have the opportunity to chat again someday and debate it again.
Yeah, good deal.
Cheers.
Yeah, thanks,
Jane. Bye. Bye.
But this actually doesn't track, because none of us look like sperm. We look like our human parents.
Most of the people I hang out with look like cum.
Right. Despite the incomprehensibility of Jean Ray's theories, he developed a following among college students. This led to an invitation to speak on a panel about Time Cube at the prestigious university MIT.
What?
Well, I think it was, this is really more of a student-led thing. It was like, okay, these tech students who were overwhelmingly overrepresented on the internet just thought this Time Cube theory was hilarious. And it sounds like someone said, oh, wouldn't it be funny if we got them to talk here?
Yeah.
And they succeeded.
Some IRL shit posting.
Yeah.
Will you hire the shit poster to come post at your panel?
They had to rewrite the entire mathematic and science curriculum at MIT afterwards because of the revelations he made during that speech.
Here's how the event was described by the organizer.
Guest speaker Jean Ray will talk about his world-famous harmonic time cube. A question and answer session will follow the talk, along with a panel debate composed of Jean Ray, Harvard, and MIT representatives. Event open to members of the MIT community only.
Jean Ray appeared at the MIT event while wearing a white golf shirt and a hat with the words TimeCube.com and MIT 2002 emblazoned on them. According to reports, there were three cameras in the room while the event took place, but despite that, only a short snippet of video survives to this day. But that snippet does show a absolutely packed lecture hall. Like, the students of MIT thought it was very interesting, and so they showed up to see what he had to say.
These are like they're like real life kiwi farms. They're doing a lolcow on this guy.
However, one attendee took notes of his experience, and they said this.
You know the mumbly guy on King of the Hill, Boomhauer? Well, imagine he was reading straight from www.timecube.com. That's what it was like listening to Jean Ray talk. For 15 incredible minutes, he kept talking and talking about things that I've glimpsed at on the Time Cube website. It was very impressive. This must be what those Southern congressmen who would filibuster must have been like. It sounded like a train of consciousness, but he kept on using different examples, only repeating the, quote, Time Cube has four corners aspect.
After this, the four panelists were permitted to ask him three questions. One of those panelists was a student from Harvard named Chris, who seemed only interested in trolling Gene. Here's what the notes say.
Chris opens up by saying, thank you, everyone, for coming to day three of Sea Monkey Week. I hope you all brought your sea monkey bags. He eventually gets to his first question. It's about Dungeons & Dragons. A magic user's hit die, as we all know, is a D4, or a pyramid. However, the priests, that is, the druids and clerics, use a D8. But it is the rogues and thieves and bards who use the six-sided die, the cube. I didn't really sense a question in here, but Jean still was able to respond, quote, I'll give a simple answer. Points at Chris. He's wrong. Wild applause. Chris's second question is, quote, can I ask you another question? To which Jean says, no. Again, eliciting wild applause.
Man, they should send more people like Gene to pick on people at MIT and Harvard. Just go and bully them about whatever they think is smart.
The lecture concluded with a Q&A session from the audience. According to the notes, this seems like it was the highlight of the event.
Following up on Gene's discussion of the four races in the four corners of the Time Cube, white, black, Asian, and Indian, a black guy asked about how he could explain black Republicans, the Black Spice Girl, or Bill Clinton.
What? How? One person throwing a wrench into the wheels.
One person asked, what is 6 times 9? Not one to be trapped into proving which base he was in. Gene responded after a moment of thought, it's man-made math. Someone asked the question a lot of us must have been wondering. How do you finance your research? Gene beamed proudly and proclaimed, credit cards.
Yes. See? See, my debt, I have four, there are four different debts going on at the same time. And although I am defaulting and in overdraft on all my accounts, if you divide them by four and times them by 16, you will find that I'm rich.
They also asked how TimeCube could have prevented the September 11 attacks. Gene responded, if they would stay in their corners, they wouldn't be able to bomb anything.
Yeah, here's the thing is that, remember the sort of the racial component of his theory? There's also kind of a segregationist component of his theories.
Oh my God.
Are the Muslim bombers. This is what he's saying. If there's this, there's a belief that races correspond to certain corners of the earth and they should stay, they shouldn't, you know, traverse the earth.
But the next line really it spins a whole new set of questions. Go ahead.
It's against the law to kill Christians, but it's not immoral. Someone brought up the blurb on his website about the book he was writing. When she asked, what's your book going to be about? He looked incredulous and responded, the Time Cube. More cheering. He was unable to explain how circus clowns are explained by Time Cube. Delving further into his four corners, four races point, a student asked how people who aren't in those four races fit in. Gene explained they fit inside the time cube. Duh. The student said, well, I'm biracial. At which point Gene interrupted and said, yo, what?
Yeah, I think it's worth noting that Gene Ray was an old crazy Southern man, and as a consequence, unsurprisingly, was a bit of a bigot.
A bit. I believe that nobody should ever leave the country in which their origin is from.
Shortly after the MIT event, Ray updated TimeCube.com to announce that he had granted himself a doctorate.
Oh.
I bestow upon myself the doctrine of cubicism, for educators are ignorant of nature's harmonic time cube principle and cannot bestow the prestigious honor of wisdom upon the wisest human ever.
Time Cube also caught the attention of the early tech press. In 2003, he was interviewed by the late-night comedy program Unscrewed on the cable channel Tech TV. You remember Tech TV?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. During that interview, he also wore the MIT 2002 hat and shirt.
From Atlanta, here to explain the Time Cube, its discoverer and champion, and the self-proclaimed wisest man who ever lived, Gene Ray. Welcome to the show, Gene.
Thank you, Martin.
So, Gene, you say that I'm stupid because I believe that when the Earth rotates once, there is only one 24-hour day. But your Time Cube principle disputes this, no?
Right. It has four corners. When it shines at midday, it simultaneously creates a midnight. Where the two majors join, it creates the two minors of sunup and sundown. And each corner quadrant of Earth rotates to its own separate 24-hour days.
Well, the Earth is a sphere, though. It's not a cube.
It's composed of four quadrant corners. Each corner quadrant rotates in four different directions simultaneously, toward midday, midnight, sunup, and sundown. It rotates those directions simultaneously. Each one of them has its own separate day.
Gene, how do you know this? What's your proof, scientifically speaking?
Well, here's in the cube. You can see it. You can't deny that. I offer any academic institution, any professor $10,000 to disprove it. They can't disprove it, so they ignore it and run and hide.
Around this time, Gene Ray started acquiring both adherents and trolls online. In 2002, someone set up a GeoCity site called Devil Cube Ministries, which purported to be from a Christian who was anti-Time Cube, but by all appearances was just a parody. The text on that page said this.
Do you believe in Time Cubes? Have the idolatrous minions of Satan duped you into thinking that these cubes would give you magical powers? Well, we have news for you, friend. You're going to burn in hell. TimeCube.com wants you to suffer forever and ever. If cubes are your god, then make no mistake about it. You are worshiping the devil. And when you die, you are going to suffer for eternity as your screams of agony echo off the underside of the clouds of heaven, making the rest of us who are saved laugh at your torment forever and ever while we watch you burn in hell.
The MIT incident was not the only time that he was invited to speak at a university. In 2005, he was invited to speak at Georgia Tech. Unfortunately, we actually have a full recording of that event. While he was there, he received a warm reception from a packed hall full of students.
Hello, fellow cubics. You didn't know that you were born a cubic, but you've been taught singularity. How many of you have an open mind? You know you can put garbage in an open mind.
It needs a filter on it. Needs a cubic filter. So that's our problem. We are taught to accept too much what we are given today without even thinking about it.
Interestingly, many of the questions from students seem to take him seriously, in contrast to the MIT and Harvard students who questioned him back in 2002. For example, there was this young man who asked Ray about his theory of time.
Hello, Dr. Ray. Now, we may, I think most people, and myself included, possibly have a mistaken understanding of time. But we normally like to think of time as a thing or a happening, or something that's independent of a given object. And I was wondering if you could elucidate the connection between the Earth with the four simultaneous days happening and time itself, which we like to think of as a thing that's independent from...
Well the time is actually motion. It's life. And it's like as it rotates... It's like a gearbox. It kicks you up one every day, and it's perpetual. And so let's see, there's another thing I was going to add to that. But a clock. Look at the clock face. It's got 1 hour hands. It's got four quadrants. Time is moving in all four quadrants simultaneously. The hour hand needs three extra stubs to it to show that it's moving in the other three.
However, there were also some scamps in the audience at the Georgia Tech event. For example, there was one young man who mocked another bizarre racial component of Gene's theory. Gene Ray claimed that different times of the day corresponded to different races: daylight white, sundown Asian, midnight black, and sunup Indian. The student claimed that he could prove Time Cube thanks to the musician Phil Collins.
All right, I think I found the definitive proof of Time Cube, and it involves the one and only Phil Collins. In the 1980s, there were two charity concerts occurring on the same day called Live Aid. One occurred in the UK and one occurred in New York. And Phil Collins, being the great man that he is, took the Concorde over and managed to play at both concerts. Now, when he left, it was daylight. And when he arrived in New York, it was daylight. And him being a white male, he is inextricably linked with daylight. And I think that just absolutely proves Time Cube. Am I right?
Yeah.
I think it does.
One troll in the audience asked Ray how he could use Time Cube in order to get a date. And then his answer descended into a weird thing about lemons.
I would like to know, Time Cube is in fact a theory of everything, I believe. We've come to that conclusion. I would like to know how to apply it in order to get a date.
Getting a date?
Yes, sir.
But to take it out there and impress her with it. Tell her you understand that.
But should I use...
I see what I was going to say there. Anyhow, I got off the path there. Ask me that question again.
All right, sir. I think I've been using these single corner methods that just, they don't appeal to women, do they? I think that maybe if I used your cubic methods, I could lure women to me with more efficiency. Do you think that's possible?
Well, try it.
Try it? Try it. All right.
Now, let me tell you something else about a woman. You know how a lemon has around a rose has two nipples on the end?
Yes.
Then cut it in half and put the two flat sides. Then the nipples have a common perspective like the eyes, and then they move in one direction towards you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
They don't know they're lemons.
If you cut a lemon in half, it becomes two nipples. They're pointing in the same direction, and they can come towards you. So you make the lemon into a woman, and then I guess you have the lemon. You can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah. I mean, what do you do? What do you do with just two? What do you? You put them on a desk?
You got a titty fuck the two halves of the lemon.
Nope, but before that, he's holding basically a sort of a plastic clear cube that has a globe inside of it. And he says, well, you take it out and you impress her with it, as if showing a woman the Time Cube will be enough to get a date.
Yeah, you just tell her what you know about the globe encased in glass, or plastic in my case, that I purchased at the airport.
At some point, Gene Ray added this update to his site, which suggested that he was diagnosed with a serious mental illness.
My wisdom so antiquates no knowledge that a psychiatrist examining my behavior, eccentric by his academic single-corner knowledge, knows no course other than to judge me schizophrenic.
As Gene Ray's prominence grew, some of his devoted followers made websites of their own. One was called Time Cube Central, which could be found at greatdebate.com. In addition to providing a collection of interviews conducted by Gene Ray, that site also offered some Time Cube merchandise called Cubeware. That brand's slogan was, I'm not making this up, for the fashion-conscious cubic.
It's amazing.
One Cubeware offering was a t-shirt that simply said, Time Cube proves you stupid and evil, you must seek Time Cube. There was also a devoted follower of Gene Ray named Brian James, who ran a website called The Cubic Society, which could be found at the URL cubarian.com. Here's how Brian James advertised his site.
I am a cubarian. Ask me why. Every day, more and more people, just like you, are discovering practical solutions to everyday living using the teachings of Gene Ray and the discovery of nature's harmonic time cube. Visit us for a free personality test and find out if you have what it takes to be a Cubarian too. The Cubic Society. Fourscore. www.cubarian.com.
So yeah, getting kind of worrying when you start talking about, you know, you should be a Cubarian too and personality test, we're starting to cross into cult territory. I kind of feel like if Gene Ray was maybe a bit more charismatic and less caustic, he could have been a cult leader. But yeah, it just didn't quite work out like that. In addition to that, there's a website called Liquid Nauseam, which was administered by someone who called themselves a Cubonaut. On that site, web surfers could download the Time Cube Adventure game. Now, that PC game may be lost to time, but the sales copy describing the game can be seen thanks to the Web Archive.
The long-awaited full-length saga of Gene Ray's adventures through the world of the educated stupid. Blast your way through four levels of cubic significance, ridding the world of evil dumbasses who doubt that he is indeed the greatest thinker and wisest human. This game has been fully beta tested by my friends at the Cubic Society and is now ready for public download. So this is like a game in which you rid the world of evil dumb. So you're just killing students. You're killing like professors, students who don't believe in the cube.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Amazing.
However, only one man can possibly claim the title of the most devoted Time Cube adherent of them all. A college-age Australian man named Richard Yankarski. Yankarski was a moderator of the Cubic Awareness Forum, which can be found on the atheist message board Graveyard of the Gods. This was back when Richard Dawkins-style anti-theism was highly popular online. That message board featured threads with titles like FAQ, Why Do We Use Evil Cubeless Word and Technology? And We Must Have a Time Cube Revival and Implementation of Time Cube in Life. Yankarski launched a website called Cubic Awareness Online. On that site, Yankarski echoed many of Gene Ray's theories and called himself the second wisest human. But generally, Cubic Awareness Online was actually a way better designed website than TimeCube.com. It separated the information into sections, which he called the Time Cube Principle, Time Cube in Nature, and Time Cube in Humanity. And it was generally just easier on the eyes, although that was a very, very low bar. In 2006, Yankarski uploaded a YouTube video introducing himself and the Time Cube theory.
Yo, 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 what's up, my elite hacksaws? Since the dawn of civilization in the fertile valleys of Mesopotamia, Iraq, since the first hominid beings migrated out of Africa and into the Asian supercontinent, they have wanted answers about the truth of the universe. They want to know if God exists. The answer, no. They want to know what the real truth is. The answer, Time Cube. Yes, Time Cube was discovered by Dr. Gene Ray, who is consequently the greatest thinker and wisest human whom humanity has ever known. His website, timecube.com, has served to dispel the evil lies of religious institutions and the evil lies of academic institutions.
Cubic Awareness Online also included an accompanying blog called Harmonic Duty. Here's how Yankarski described himself on that site.
Second wisest human commands humanity to spread Time Cube far and wide across the entire human population of Earth before the impending Armageddon of natural resources depletion, deforestation, oil depletion crisis, global warming, also global economic and ecological crisis, and nuclear waste, nuclear bombs, cannibalism, nuclear holocaust. Spread Time Cube before the Armageddon.
I mean, it's kind of amazing that he accepts global warming at this phase and with this belief system. But the cannibals were out of left field, I have to admit.
Yeah.
Second wisest human commands the entire human species, a species more technologically advanced, powerful, and destructive than ever before. To heed the cubic prophet slash wisest human, Dr. Jean Ray, and heed the prophecies of Dr. Jean Ray, the greatest thinker and wisest human, in order to redeem humanity. For we must save humanity before it destroys itself. Second wisest human has created the Cubic AO website, a website that is helping people to become better equipped to resist the singularity conformist evil of modern one-corner civilization. It contributes to the ethos of the pro-cubic anarchic revolution. Second wisest human commands humanity to accept TimeCube.
In an interview with the radio program The Bronze Age of Radio, Inkarchki later said that he was discussing and researching TimeCube for years before finally making that site.
How did you come upon TimeCube? You found Dr. Ray's site, I imagine, and you started reading it?
Yeah, I've known about TimeCube for about over 5 years now. Back in 2002, I think it was, I first came across TimeCube.com. I listened to some of the radio interviews that Dr. Ray had done back then, and basically I began discussing TimeCube on various TimeCube-related internet forums. There were a few websites, a few forums relating to TimeCube at the time, and I began discussing it, and eventually I gained so much cubic wisdom and knowledge that I felt the need to create the Cubic AO website in order to kind of consolidate and present all of that knowledge that I'd gathered. And so that was really the genesis of the Cubic AO site.
In that same interview, he also says that his promotion of TimeCube led to some disciplinary issues while attending Swinburne University. There, he was a student of games and interactivity.
Now, maybe you can go into, you've been an activist for TimeCube in your area, right? And this has caused a certain amount of resistance on the part of the university you were attending?
Yeah, that's right. I was attending Swinburne University in the city of Melbourne in Australia, and basically they suspended me from the university for various reasons, primarily due to my involvement in spreading the TimeCube at the university, because I had been spreading the TimeCube amongst the students at the university. And so they suspended me for 2 weeks. They referred me to the police, but the police didn't do anything because I hadn't really committed any crime. So I mean that they called me in for a disciplinary hearing and they questioned me for about 1.5 hours. And following that, they readmitted me to the university, but they changed my enrollment so it was on a distance education basis, and I couldn't attend any lectures at the university, couldn't attend classes, tutorials. Basically, it was severely limited, so I had to study via distance education arrangement over the website and via postal mail and that kind of thing. So they took a lot of action against me, ultimately, in regards to my involvement in spreading the TimeCube.
One of Yankarski's classmates, who went by the name Mr. Funktastic on LiveJournal, described him as reserved and awkward.
I remember when I first met him, I thought he was very strange, and not to be mean, but his classmates had set that bar pretty high. He had the same awkward mannerisms and patterns of speech as someone with mild Asperger's syndrome, but instead of being loud and overbearing, he seemed very quiet and restrained. He'd rarely look at you when you spoke, but he'd listen intently, staring at his feet, standing like he was bracing himself for a loud noise. He didn't seem to mind being on his own, but he didn't seem uncomfortable talking to you either. He didn't really get jokes, mine anyway. And he either didn't care or couldn't tell that I wasn't taking him seriously when he told me about his personal philosophy.
Observers of Yankarski online weren't entirely sure if he was being earnest or ironic in his promotion of TimeCube. This ambiguity apparently was common amongst early proponents. This ambiguity was apparently common among early proponents of TimeCube. But you can see why people were confused when you look at Yankarski's second video, which was made in reaction to the death of beloved zookeeper and television personality Steve Irwin. It was titled, Death of Steve Irwin, He Died. And it kind of seems like he's just taking the piss, even though he actually is being sincere.
During his life, Steve Irwin saved crocodiles and giant Galapagos tortoises. Now that he has died, it's time that we not only save the crocodiles, but also save humanity. We need to use TimeCube in order to save humanity. At the time of his death, Steve Irwin was aged 44. Four is the supreme number of the universe. This type of event occurs only once in a blue moon. The cycle of the moon has four corners. Waxing half moon, full moon, waning half moon, crescent moon. The moon is a time cube. Steve Irwin's wife doesn't even know that he's dead yet. But was he being filmed by the documentary crew when he died? And did any of that documentary crew sabotage the mission and provoke the stingray? Were they impelled by cubeless demons or by single-corner conspiracies?
Yeah, I can understand why people thought it was fake. I mean, it has heavy Tim and Eric energy. He's running in and out of frame, making strange faces. The editing is jarring and fast-paced.
Yankarski added this description to that video, perhaps in reaction to people saying that it was in bad taste.
This video is respectful. It's not meant to insult Mr. Irwin or those who mourn his death. Please don't flame me or make threats against me. It was not my intent to offend people. Thank you.
Sometime around 2007, Yankarski and Ray began communicating. However, it seems that Ray may have found Yankarski's popularity threatening. At the top of the TimeCube website, Ray added this.
The only official site for Gene Ray / TimeCube, so beware of associates.
On Richard Yankarski's website, he added this at the top.
Disclaimer, this Cubic AO website doesn't claim to offer any Cubic prophecies. This Cubic AO site is a secondary, unofficial site that is subordinate to TimeCube.com. This Cubic AO site is not intended to be glorified above TimeCube.com. Scientists don't know what gravity is. They don't know what physics is. We must attack the scientists, academia, and religion, or face cannibalism like Easter Island. Cubic AO is not intended to be more powerful than Dr. Gene Ray's TimeCube site, and indeed, Cubic AO is separate from Dr. Gene Ray's TimeCube site.
However, this tension between the two men didn't prevent Yankarski from actually getting to meet Gene Ray in person. That same year, he flew all the way from Australia to Ray's home near Atlanta. He filmed his conversations with the TimeCube inventor and used that to produce an 18-part YouTube series called The TimeCube Experience. Here's from the first episode of that series.
Hi, I'm Richard Yankarski, second wisest human. However, it is Dr. Gene Ray, Cubic, who is the wisest human on Earth. I visited Dr. Ray in the USA to discuss with him nature's TimeCube. While traveling by plane across America, a large storm brewed itself up, and a cubeless conspiracy caused several flights to Atlanta to be cancelled. But I caught a flight the next day, and when I eventually arrived in Dr. Ray's hometown, Dr. Ray drove his car over to pick me up outside the Waffle House.
This video series provides us with the most intimate look at the life of Gene Ray. In the first episode, Gene Ray talks about his family while the 80-year-old man drives his 20-year-old devotee home.
You got brothers and sisters?
I have a younger sister. I have one younger sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in my family, I was one of 14.
Oh, right.
We lived out in the cotton fields, pick cotton and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I got two daughters. One of them has a son, one has a daughter. My granddaughter just got married.
Yeah.
And my grandson, he has two boys and a girl. So I'm on my fourth corner.
Yeah.
Fourth generation.
Yeah,
the four corners in the pyramid.
Yeah, the four-corner life metamorphosis.
Yeah.
What's really revealed through these videos is that if you forget about the fact that Gene Ray had gained international fame for promoting a batshit theory, he seemed like a pretty normal old man from Georgia. He lived in a nice-looking house, he got out occasionally, he owned a houseboat in addition to his regular home, he liked to watch baseball. At one point, he was even visited by family. One video shows his granddaughter stopping by and trying to make plans for his birthday. On the first day of the visit, Ray shows Yankarski a shed in his backyard, which contains stacks of boxes. Ray says that these are his papers and notes about TimeCube, which he says are more important than the notes left behind by Galileo.
Yeah, I gotta go through all this stuff.
Okay.
This stuff would be better than the notes that Galileo left.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
What was he famous for?
Just the idea that the heliocentric idea that Earth revolves around the sun.
And yeah. The sun was the center of the universe.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, he was wrong.
Yeah.
At one point during a visit, Ray has lunch at a restaurant with some acquaintances who happen to be Christian. And I thought this was interesting because it shows that he socializes and is capable of getting along with people he disagrees with.
I dine with Dr. Ray at a buffet, and I meet and speak with some of his acquaintances.
So they're teaching singularity.
Yeah. Do those people in there end up accepting the time cube, or do they believe in the religious beliefs too much?
Well, they're mostly religious. They were praying next to you. Most of them are just very much religious, Christianity area.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The videos also reveal a surprising detail about Gene Ray's life. Ray had a collection of memorabilia about the game of marbles, competitive marbles. And he had this collection because at one point in the 70s and 80s, he was heavily involved in marble tournaments. In fact, he was called Mr. Marbles and authored a book called Mr. Marbles, Marbles for Everyone, which he published in 1979.
But those are spheres.
In one video, Ray shows off his collection of news articles published about marbles. One such article, published in the St. Petersburg Times, is headlined, Marbles Tournament is a Thumbs-Up Success. That old report has this as the lead.
Ask Gene Ray, alias Mr. Marbles, and he'll tell you the trouble with kids today is that a, quote, lot of them have no thumb power. We've got to develop those thumbs. Kids, these teenagers these days, they're talking all of the time about fingering, but they need to be doing more thumbing.
Here's Ray showing off his marbles book.
This is the best book probably ever been written on the game of marbles.
Yeah, so you write the kind of comprehensive description of the game of marbles and with all the diagrams and everything to describe how the game works. Wow.
And then you get back here and it's at the tournaments.
Oh, right, so it's organizing the tournament.
Yeah.
Right, so how does the game of marbles relate to the time cube? How does it relate to the kind of natural harmony?
Well, because the circle is the embodiment, like the egg.
Yeah.
And the circle has no value until it's divided.
Yeah.
It's divided when the two players represent the opposite spirits put the marbles in, both of them put the marbles in there, which is the parallel universe.
Yeah.
And so therefore they divide in the circle into four parts, or two parts, or four parts.
Yeah.
See, and the light, and the marbles represent the cells.
Yeah.
And the light is the action.
Yeah.
And when all the cells are knocked out of the circle, then that, you know, that's death. And then the two spirits pick up their cells and go create new life somewhere else.
Yeah.
By drawing a body.
Yeah.
Embodiment.
At one point, Ray laments that it's harder to get media attention for Time Cube than marbles.
So you see, I get publicity, except they won't give me publicity on the Time Cube.
Yeah,
exactly. I used to get it.
Yeah.
On TV and everything all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
But my Time Cube, they can't give me publicity on it because it contradicts their entity.
Exactly, they can never publicize the Time Cube. They can't allow the truth to be known.
Yeah, yeah.
Sadly, Gene Ray and Yankarsky seemed to have a falling out after the young man returned home to Australia. Sometime in mid-August, Ray wrote a short update to his website.
CubicAO.tk trashes my site, using my data and erroneous explanations. I denounce CubicAO.tk as harmful to TimeCube and copyright infringement. A thief has more friends than the wisest human. Birds of the same feather, I guess. This note must remain to warn that much TimeCube data on other sites has erroneous explanations. I am the authority.
I mean, absolutely awful. This is literally his biggest fan in the fucking world that he's trashing. And he kept this note at the top of his website, so it was very, very prominent.
A thief has more friends, so I'm wondering if it's that his site was just getting more views, more people were supporting it, maybe even writing in and saying, hey, have you checked out this other website? Slowly infuriating him.
This rejection from his hero may have hit Yankarsky harder than anyone around him knew. Shortly afterwards, he took his own life. After renouncing TimeCube, he withdrew from the online community he helped build. On February 12th, 2008, he spent the day at university. Late in the afternoon, instead of going home, he threw himself in front of an express train at the Glenferrie station in Melbourne. On the following day, someone created a new account on the Graveyard of the Gods forum and made this post.
My former student Richard Yankarski died yesterday. He took his own life. I did an internet search on him and found this forum. I registered so that I could inform you of this. Richard played the violin and benefited a great deal from music. He was a shy student and found it difficult to fit in. He was a gifted computer programmer. I'm sure he brought lively debate and hopefully contributed to stretching people's thinking, even if different from their own ideas. Please give him a thought. Regards, Hans.
The inscription on Richard Yankarski's gravestone says this.
Profoundly treasured and loved by his family, our little prince, who is at peace now.
After Yankarski's death, Jean Ray kept the snippet of text bashing the young man's work, but right below it, he added a small tribute to him.
In honor of Richard Yankarski, a great and always to be remembered Cubic, only the second wisest human knew the need of a dramatic sacrifice to wake up the world to the harmonic time cube creation principle. Fellow Cubics must now join corners and empower the greatest force ever known since human existence. Thanks, Richard.
This is truly heartbreaking.
It really is.
It's also a little bit sick to call it a sacrifice, as if this
this
helpful
is not
somehow.
A sensitive man in the slightest. He didn't give a shit. He didn't know what he was doing. The whole thing sucks. I mean, because I know it was college aged around the same time that, Yankarski was. I know it was like to be a young man around that time who felt alienated and really, really liked the internet and found community through the internet. It's horrifying. This event also marked the beginning of the decline of TimeCube. The novelty of the kooky crank who ranted about their esoteric theories online was wearing off. Ray added a line to his site which said, "Without financial support, I may shut down." This is also when Jean Ray started to get into more conventional politics. In the lead up to the 2008 election, the TimeCube website added an update that seemed to warn that an Obama victory would spark a race war.
"At the risk of my life, I must issue a grave warning to my fellow Americans about a potential civil war between millions if Obama, the black candidate, is elected president of the United States, displacing the white president, inducing America to become a black nation. There are some whites who cannot accept this, especially during the drastic hard times ahead, and will initiate a spark of violence that will spread over the earth like a wildfire. The world is now on the verge of such a threat, and the world condition is highly volatile. This is most likely the test Biden mentioned. Neither candidate mentioned race, for it's beyond their expertise, so they just let it happen. Slaughter, like never seen before. I fear if Obama wins, America will lose. Now, what will you do to avoid such a hell?"
After Obama was elected president, he added this update.
"Black president will soon control white army. I don't blame the blacks, only the stupid whites which education reduced their mind to dog brain."
In 2009, Jean Ray opened a Twitter account with the handle @wisest_human, which is still on Twitter today as of this recording. You can follow Jean Ray's Twitter account if you're so inclined, but I just don't count on there being any more updates. Now, he only tweeted 30 times over the course of 6 months. Now, I'm not going to repeat the first tweet, but I will say that he came out real hot out of the gate with some ableism, homophobia, and anti-Semitism.
Oh, cool.
The rest of his tweets are kind of like drill posts if he wasn't joking. Here are a few highlights.
"No man or god exists as one, for cubic fish of opposites divide the egg into four opposing quadrants. There is not a god, pope, man, or woman who ever lived who did not have a tailbone and navel from a mother's birth experience. Children, stop the evil adults before they destroy your life on Earth. Jesus returns to Earth. I will personally kill the bastard myself."
Wow. Death threats on the future Jesus returned. Incredible.
One tweet of his from 2010 seemed to indicate that he was struggling with cancer.
"You can't kill me, for I am 82 plus cancer."
In 2012, he updated the header of TimeCube.com to claim that there was a powerful conspiracy to suppress the truth of TimeCube.
"In 1884, Meridian Time personnel met in Washington to change Earth time. First words said was that only one day could be used on Earth to not change the one-day Bible, so they applied the one day and ignored the other 3 days. The Bible time was wrong then, and it proved wrong today. This is a major lie. Has so much evil feed from its wrong. No man on Earth has no belly button. It proves every believer on Earth a liar.
As far as I can tell, this was one of the last updates to the site, maybe the very last update. 3 years later, on March 18th, 2015, Gene Ray died at the age of 87. Just a few months later, on August 24th, 2015, the domain for TimeCube.com expired. After being a pioneering site of internet crankery for 18 years, TimeCube.com only showed a splash page full of spammy ads and a notice that the registration had lapsed. And evidently, Gene Ray only renewed his domain name 1 year at a time. So, you know, I think this is a super fascinating story because it's, I think it was one of our earliest glimpses of the dangers associated with the internet. You know, in the 90s and early 2000s, I mostly remember hearing only optimistic projections about the capability of the internet, what it could bring us, how it could make people more together, more educated, how wonderful it would be for all of us. And, you know, the internet allows anyone to publish their ideas and it helps people who might otherwise feel alone to find their community. And overall, I think that is a good thing. I think it's benefited me personally. But the downside is that it also allows flamboyant bigots to amplify their ideas, even though they're worthless, as is the case with Gene Ray. It can also lead to people who are struggling with mental health issues to find the wrong community for them, as is the case with Richard Yankarski.
And I think also that you can see Chan culture in a physicalized sense. You know, the people inviting him to speak, prompting him with trolling questions, you know, the whole kind of get together being fraudulent since this guy is not capable of understanding that people don't agree with him or that he could be a joke to most. So it like that kind of back and forth built him the weird mental palace and the community so that Yankarski could become involved and eventually be crestfallen when he's confronted with this guy being a fucking monster.
Mm-hmm. He just really was inside of his own world. And so as a consequence, this idea of collaboration, the idea that you could have supporters who help you, I mean, I think contradicts his idea that he is the wisest man who is the sole source of TimeCube.com.
Does a wise man lead to the exiling and death of his top disciple? Is that really wise?
No.
It's so fucked up, though, that he literally lost his marbles. Like, he stopped doing marble stuff and then went crazy.
Learning more about his history, he was like an electrician. Apparently, he even had a few patents, and he had a sort of an earlier career as a marbles book author and promoter and sort of tournament promoter and media personality. So this wasn't like a stupid man. You know, he had a quite an interesting life in some aspects. He just, for some reason, in the sort of the last quarter of his life, he just decided, just fell into this time cube thing and just would not let it go.
Thanks for listening to another premium episode of the QAnon Anonymous podcast. Your support keeps us advertising free and editorially independent. We're going to be streaming twice a month at twitch.tv/QAnonAnonymous. And in the meantime, you can also follow our other Twitch accounts, Julian Field, Liv Agar, and Florida Flynn, which is me, Jake. For everything else, we have the website QAnonAnonymous.com. Listener, until next week, may the deep dish bless you and keep you.
It's not a conspiracy, it's fact.
And now, today's auto-cue.
Simple Cube Divinity is the most perfect and life-supporting form existing in the universe and on Earth, including Earth itself. Do you realize that a four-corner square rotating a quarter turn creates a full circle? A fully rotated square will create 16 corners, 96 hours, and four simultaneous 24-hour day circles within only a single imaginary cubed Earth rotation. This amounts to a spiraling quad helix of Earth as it revolves around the Sun, rotating as it revolves around the Sun, to induce the value of the Sun revolving about the Earth. This act demonstrates that both Sun and Earth rotate around each other simultaneously, thus creating opposites, existing only as opposites, with a zero value existence between the binary and canceling to nothing. All creation within the universe is composed of opposite hemispheres and opposite sexes, with opposite races, opposite seasons, opposite luck, opposite directions, and opposite perspectives, equating a harmonic rotating zero value existence. To know all is to know nothing. Recognition and application of this cubic simultaneous 4-day rotation of Earth will change all math, science, and societies from the beginning of human existence. The universe does not exist except as opposites with a zero value existence. Add the opposites together and the universe ceases to exist. I've demonstrated absolute proof of cubic creation through its attributes of 4 simultaneous 24-hour days within a single rotation of Earth. I possess data with proof that will absolutely blow the lid off the present civilization.